USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Florida officials announced Friday that they plan to demolish the remaining structure of the Champlain Towers South condominium following the partial collapse that killed at least 22 people and left more than 100 unaccounted for. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The mayor signed an emergency demolition order to bring down the rest of the building behind me. But when that happens, it's up to engineers, and it could take weeks.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Caba said Friday night that she has signed an emergency order once engineers and other officials approve. Dr. Robert Malone, who identifies himself as a pioneer of mRNA vaccines, said that LinkedIn recently deleted his account after he made comments about mRNA COVID-19 vaccines and questioned whether they're appropriate to give to certain groups of people. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Residents of a Miami-area high-rise loaded clothes and valuables into suitcases, laundry baskets, and wagons, and wheeled them to waiting cars after they were forced to evacuate the building when it was found to be unsafe in a review prompted by the deadly collapse of a building just a few miles away. An audit prompted by the collapse of Champlain Tower South and nearby Surfside found that the 156-unit Crestview Towers in North Miami Beach, about 5 miles away, had been deemed structurally and electrically unsafe in January, the city said in a news release. The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday gutted most of what remains of the landmark Voting Rights Act. The court's decision left close to a dead letter, the law once hailed as the most effective civil rights legislation in the nation's history. On Thursday, the Supreme Court reinstated the laws, declaring that unequal impact on minorities in this context was relatively minor and that states don't have to wait for fraud to occur before enacting laws to prevent it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of the Amish. Wendy King has more.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Minnesota Amish community that opposed a county requirement to install a septic system to treat wastewater from their homes. The Swartz and Truber community members who opposed the use of modern technologies due to their religion fought the requirements by Fillmore County, which was put in place in 2013. The septic system would filter and treat so-called gray water, which is left over from use in bathing, cooking, and laundry. The Supreme Court overturned a lower court's ruling requiring the Amish families to comply, saying it imposes on their religious freedom. The community offered instead to install less sophisticated treatment systems that use wood chip filled basins to filter the gray water. The county denied that as an option and threatened to declare their homes uninhabitable. Supreme Court Associate Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the county officials have subjected the Amish families to threats of reprisals and inspections of their homes and farms. They've attacked the sincerity of the Amish faith. In this country, neither the Amish nor anyone else should have to choose between their farms and their faith. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
With so many areas in the United States with low vaccination rates, the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus will make it that much harder for the country to reach herd immunity, a top expert says. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.